Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. How's your holiday shopping going?
It's almost done, actually, if you can believe that.
Sounds like you're in better shape than I am, and that's because I've been busy with last week's challenge. Here it is. Start with the phrase Stranger Things. Drop an R, and you can spell a two-word phrase that describes what happens when a tropical storm becomes a hurricane. What are the words? Gains strength.
All right, Ian, on December 7th, 1930, Boston experimental television station W1XAV aired video from a portion of a CBS radio broadcast featuring an orchestral work called The Fox Trappers. The radio show was sponsored by I.J. Fox Furriers and contains an advertisement for that business, which is often considered the first television commercial broadcast in the United States. The commercial was prohibited by the Federal Radio Commission, which later became the Federal Communications Commission, because of a lack of agreement about whether experimental stations could air commercials. To commemorate the broadcast of the Fox Trappers, this week our show is about foxes.
And no underwriting.
That's right. I.J. Fox Furriers, get at us. First up, journalist Fox Butterfield has spent most of his career working for the New York Times and was awarded a Pulitzer Prize in 1971 for his work with the team that published the Pentagon Papers. In 1990, Butterfield wrote an article for the Times about the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, a man named what?
Barack Obama.
That is correct. He was also president of something else, wasn't he? Quote, "The fox knows many things, but the hedgehog knows one big thing." A quote by Greek poet Archilochus inspired the Fox logo of what numerically named data journalism website founded by Nate Silver, which began as a political polling-related blog before branching out to cover science, economics, pop culture, and other topics.
That is the anxiety-inducing 538.
But at least they're not a little needle on a meter looking at you, New York Times upshot. In the game called Fox and Hounds, four playing pieces, the hounds, are placed on the four dark squares on one edge of the board, and another piece, the fox, is placed on a dark square on the opposite edge of the board. The pieces move until either the fox has reached the other side of the board, or the hounds prevent the fox from moving. On what type of game board is Fox and Hounds played?
I don't know. Checkers?
Yeah, it's on a checkerboard or a chessboard, depending on what you're into. The 2018 film Isle of Dogs was the second stop-motion animated film directed by Wes Anderson. What was the first, released in 2009, and based on a 1970 children's book of the same name by Roald Dahl?
I'm going to say Fantastic Mr. Fox.
You should say that because it's right. And Fantastic Mr. Fox has also been adapted into a play in 2001, and it was adapted into an opera in 1998. And finally, what name is missing from this otherwise complete list? Meredith Baxter, Michael Gross, Justine Bateman, Tina Yothers, Brian Bonsall.
This is a time when the category helped me get Michael J. Fox.
That is correct, because what is the list?
It's the Keatons.
That's right, it's the Keaton family from Family Ties. And one of my favorite pieces of trivia of all time is Meredith Baxter and Michael Gross played the parents of the Keaton family, and they were born on the exact same day. Well, Ian was as sly as a fox this week. Let us know how well you did. Have the hounds caught up to you? quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can use your Firefox browser to visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Fox Terrier. That's FOXTERRIER. Change one letter to a D, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in each word, that might be displayed on a screen after a problem is resolved. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.